The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 21st of August, 2008. It's the birthday of X.J. Kennedy, who was born Joseph Charles Kennedy in Dover, New Jersey, 1929, worked on his Ph.D. 6 years, didn't finish it, was writing poems instead. And when the New Yorker accepted a poem of his, so as not to be confused with Joseph Kennedy and the Kennedy family, he added an X before his name, and he's been X.J. Kennedy ever since. His first book of poetry, very popular, back in 1961, Nude Descending a Staircase, and then he started writing poems for kids in books like The Phantom Ice Cream Man and Exploding Gravy. It's the birthday of Robert Stone, the novelist born in Brooklyn, 1937. His father abandoned the family when the boy was an infant. He was raised by his mother, who was schizophrenic. She was put in an institution when he was six. He lived in hotels and flop houses and was raised in an orphanage and by relatives. Dropped out of high school, joined the Navy, came back, got a job with the New York Daily News as a copy boy, and that's when he hung out in Greenwich Village and got to meet Jack Kerouac and Allen Ginsberg and decided to be a writer. He published a novel in 1967 called A Hall of Mirrors, and a few years later, a magazine sent him to Vietnam as its war correspondent. Stone was just there for a few weeks, but he studied the underground of Saigon, and that became the setting for his next novel, Dog Soldiers, came out in 1974 and won the National Book Award. Last year, published a memoir, Prime Green, Remembering the 60s. It's the birthday of the novelist Mary Margaret Kay, born in Simla, India, 1908, to English parents. She married an English officer, and they moved 27 times in their marriage to Kenya, Zanzibar, Cyprus, Egypt, and Germany. And those places became the settings for her detective novels, like Death Walks in Kashmir and Cyprus, and her epic novel, The Far Pavilions, which was published in 1978, about love and intrigue during the British occupation of India. And it's the birthday of the boy who inspired the Winnie the Pooh books, Christopher Robin Milne, London, 1920. His father was A.A. Milne, and wrote the book about his little boy and his teddy bear, whose name actually was Edward. At the time that A.A. Milne was writing the stories about his boy, the boy was actually being brought up by a nanny. He was taken downstairs three times a day to visit his parents. He went off to school. He was mocked by his schoolmates for having been Christopher Robin. Left London trying to escape this, opened a bookshop on the coast, but still people came looking for him. Eventually he published three memoirs, The Enchanted Places, Path Through the Trees, and Hollow on the Hill. Here's a poem for today by X.J. Kennedy, What We Might Be, What We Are. If you were a scoop of vanilla and I were the cone where you sat, if you were a slowly pitched baseball and I were the swing of a bat, if you were a shiny new fish hook and I were a bucket of worms, if we were a pin and a pincushion, we might be on intimate terms. If you were a plate of spaghetti and I were your piping hot sauce, we'd not even need to write letters to put our affection across. But you're just a piece of red ribbon in the beard of a Balinese goat, and I'm a New Jersey mosquito. I guess we'll stay slightly remote. X.J. Kennedy's What We Might Be, What We Are. From Exploding Gravy, published by Little Brown, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor from A Prairie Home Companion, hoping you're having a good summer. We're going to have a wonderful summer at A Prairie Home with our big rhubarb tour, visiting state fairs and traveling all over the country with Susie Boggess, Fred Newman, the Guy's All-Star Shoe Band, Guy Noir, Private Eye, the News from Lake Wobegon, and so forth. For ticket information, you can visit us at prairiehome.org. The show we've always wanted to do, so we hope we'll see you this summer.